Hi, I'm George Hager, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, world still buzzing over Lemonade. The comics dissect Beyoncé's gritty new album, Lemonade, with its candor about what Beyoncé implies is her husband Jay-Z's infidelity. Stephen Colbert says Beyoncé is so mad that even he feels guilty. Jimmy Kimmel tells the convoluted story with the help of emojis that you don't really need to see to get the idea. And Trevor Noah reminds us that society always blames one particular person when love goes wrong. All that and more in today's Punchlines.
But Beyoncé had a special on HBO on Saturday night. What it was a mystery. They only announced it a week before it came out, and they never said if it was a concert or a documentary or a game show or what. Turned out it was an hour-long music video for all the songs on her new album. How they kept it a secret, I don't know, but she called it Lemonade, and you didn't have to do a ton of reading into the lyrics to understand that much of the album, the lyrics imply that her husband, Jay-Z, had an affair, or maybe affairs, I don't know. And so Beyoncé took Jay-Z's lemons and squeezed them really hard and made Lemonade. She made it into an album and a video. The video is...
Everybody's talking about it. It's Beyoncé's hour-long visual album about Jay-Z allegedly cheating on her. An epic response to betrayal. Beyoncé is so mad, I feel like I cheated on her. In that I have listened to other people's music. Bae, please don't smash my Audi. I'm sorry.
This visual album was a feast for the senses. You know, it uses a story of infidelity to touch on everything from female empowerment to social justice, embracing blackness, and the importance of fire safety. You see here, Beyoncé is showing us the importance of staying calm during a fire evacuation. Dress well and walk towards an exit.
She walks around with a baseball bat. She's smashing in the windows of cars. She throws her wedding ring at the camera. She sings about him calling someone nicknamed Becky with the good hair. And for some reason, many people believe that is a reference to a fashion designer named Rachel Roy, even though her name's not Becky. But she used to be married to Jay-Z's former business partner. It's actually kind of hard to follow, so we beat it out with emojis for you. Follow me, and I'll show you how it works. Okay, so... Here's what we know so far, okay? So, Beyoncé released a new visual album called Lemonade, and the internet was intrigued. Fashion designer Rachel Roy posted a photo to Instagram with the caption, "Good hair, don't care," and hashtag no drama queens. And Beyoncé's fans went nuts.
And Beyoncé, why do you keep doing this to us? You know you're causing chaos. We can't handle this, Queen Bee. Every time you drop something, the world stops. We have to analyze it. Every single time Beyoncé drops something, Beyoncé just dropped her keys. What does it mean? What does it mean?
Because they believe that Rachel Roy is the reason that Beyoncé's sister, Solange, beat up Jay-Z in an elevator. So they took action, they went online, and they threatened Rachel Roy, and they even threatened Rachel Ray, the TV chef. For real. So it's like...
This entire event left everyone asking so many questions. Did Jay-Z cheat? Who is Rachel Roy? Are you sure it's not Rachel Ray? The only question people weren't asking after that video is, why does society always punish the woman in an affair much more than the man? Yeah, people are going after this mystery woman like she tricked Jay-Z, like she just laid a trail of Yankee hats leading up to her bedroom for Jay-Z to follow.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.